My siblings, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. On a gloomy, rainy Sunday like this, it's pretty easy to get used to our normal liturgy and maybe have passed right through the collect of the day. Let me repeat it for you. You can find it on page 7 if you want to read along with me. It reads, "Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read them, mark them, learn them, and inwardly digest them." These familiar words from our collect reveal something remarkable about God's desire for us. Notice that God doesn't simply want us to encounter scripture. Instead, it shows that God yearns for us to be transformed by it. Like a love letter meant to be read again and again and again, each word of scripture carries the power to reshape our hearts, renew our minds, and redirect our lives. To hear the scripture is to open our ears and hearts to the voice of God, to allow God's truth to resonate in the depths of our being. To read the Holy Scriptures is to immerse ourselves in the story of God's redemptive work in the world, and to trace the arc of God's faithfulness from Genesis to Revelation. To mark the Holy Scriptures is to pay close attention, to note those passages that particularly speak to us, that challenge us and bring us comfort. To learn from them is to commit them to memory, to hide them in our hearts so that they may shape our thoughts and our words and our actions. And finally, to inwardly digest is to allow them to nourish our souls, to transform us from the inside out, to become part of the very fabric of our very being. So as we gather here today at Trinity Episcopal Church, this ancient prayer speaks directly to our present moment. In a world hungry for hope and meaning, God invites us into this life-changing engagement with the Word. Not as distant observers, but as beloved children, being nourished and shaped by divine truth. Through hearing, reading, marking, learning, and inwardly digesting scripture, we discover not just information, but radical transformation. We find not just guidance, but holy grace. We receive not just direction, but needed divine hope. This hope is the very heartbeat of the gospel. It is the good news that through Christ's life and death and resurrection, we have been reconciled to God and given the promise of eternal life. It is the reassurance that no matter the trials or tribulations we may and will face, we have a future that is secure in the hands of our loving Savior. And although it may feel like it at times, my siblings, this hope is not distant. It is meant to be embraced, to be held fast, to be lived out, and not just tomorrow, but here and now. It is a hope that transforms us in the present, even as it points us to the future. It is a hope that infuses every aspect of our living lives, filling it with meaning and purpose and direction. One of the key ways that this hope shapes us is by turning our hearts to God's call. When we are anchored in the hope of the gospel, we begin to see our lives not just as a series of random events or self-directed pursuits, but as the sacred story authored by God. We are then able to recognize that we are each uniquely created and called by God to participate in God's redemptive work in the world. My siblings, that is good news. Now this call, it looks different for each one of us here today. For some, this call from God may mean stepping out into a new area of faith, of ministry, and of service. For others, it may involve a season of deep introspection and discernment, listening to God's still, small voice amidst all the crazy noise of our lives. Yet I think for all of us, this call invites us to a posture of openness, to surrender, and in obedience, a willingness to let go of our own plans, as hard as it may be, in order to embrace God's plan for us. So I always wonder, how is God calling each one of us here today? Is God calling us out of our comfort zone into something hard and new? Is God inviting us into a time of discernment and reflection? A season of cultivating new life and meaning within our souls? I wonder, what old commitments and burdens might God be asking us to set free in order to journey into new territories, new promises, new hopes, and new lives? As I reflected on these questions, I couldn't help but think of the incredible journey of faith the Trinity has been in for over all these years. This congregation has demonstrated a remarkable faithfulness to God's call in the midst of uncertainty and challenge. I have now been here almost 5 months, and it's been a true witness to see how this community gathers around one another and those beyond this wall. When Trinity was founded back in 1893, Trinity then answered a call to establish a vibrant Episcopal presence here in Midtown for this community. Over the decades, we, Trinity, have continued to faithfully live out to that call in powerful ways. Trinity has been a voice for justice and equality, standing with those on the margins and advocating for the dignity of all people. We have been a beacon of hope and healing, offering the love and grace of Christ to those who are hurting and broken. Through ministries like our beloved listening post, children and youth programs, our evening prayer ministry, the choir, worship arts, the garden club, blood drives, anti-racism training, AA support, advocacy and awareness to end gun violence, pet blessings, and advocacy for our LGBTQI siblings, Trinity has continued to tangibly embody the gospel in the community and beyond. Trinity has been the hands and the feet of Christ, bringing light into dark places and proclaiming the good news of God's inclusive and unconditional love. Even in the face of significant challenges and transition, Trinity has remained faithful to God's call since 1893. We have adapted, innovated, and persevered, always seeking to discern and follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. And so as we enter this season of stewardship, don't turn your ears off now, I sense God is still stirring something deep within our community. This moment isn't just about another fundraiser campaign. It's an invitation to participate in God's unfolding story at Trinity in an incredibly profound way. When we offer our time, our talents, and treasures, we're doing more than just supporting the church and its budgets. My siblings, we're joining hands with generations, past and future, who have seen God's faithfulness at work in this place. Now, when I stop to think about it, every ministry that touches lives today began with one single person listening to God's call and invitation and saying yes. saying yes to God's invitation for coffee hour ministry, for choir, to be a catechism teacher. Every program that brings hope, every space that offers sanctuary here, every relationship that brings healing, these all grew from seeds of faithful giving. Not giving out of obligation, but giving as a response to God's overwhelming generosity to us. So this is about a vision. It's about imagining what God could do through Trinity as we continue to dare bigger, to dream bigger, to give more freely, to trust more deeply. When we recognize that everything we have, every skill, every resource, every opportunity is a gift from God's hands, it transforms how we see stewardship. We go from asking, how much should I give, to wondering, how might God use my giving to transform this ministry and lives? On Thursday, our senior warden, Andy Durham, sent out a beautiful email that I commend to you all to read, where he beautifully expressed that our giving is meant to be a spiritual discipline, a means of growing in our relationship with God and participating in God's world, work in the world. To raise money for ministry is to nurture awareness about and to teach the way of generosity, to promote the full participation of church members through the giving of their time, talent, and treasure. When we give out of gratitude, we experience the freedom and fulfillment that comes with living in sync with God's purposes. Francine Young shared with me this phrase earlier, and I'm gonna steal it. You might hear it again next week. But she said, it's about giving until it helps, not until it hurts. This captures the heart of biblical stewardship. God doesn't desire burdensome giving, but instead God delights in generosity that flows from a heart of love and trust. The Episcopal Network for Stewardship shares that to live generously is to view the world not through a series of transactions. It's so easy in our day-to-day life to just see transactions within almost all relationships. But instead, we're called to see the pattern of opportunities and impacts when we give in this way. We experience the joy and blessing of partnering with God in His work. Our giving becomes a source of deep satisfaction and meaning, knowing that we are making a difference in the lives of others and in the advancement of God's kingdom. So as we approach Consecration Sunday, which is next Sunday, November 24th, I want to challenge all of us to prayerfully consider what God is calling us to give. Let's ask God to give us generous hearts, hearts that are ready and willing to respond to God's leading. Pledging is an active witness and a promise to our community. I commend it to you all to consider it this way. Let's trust that as we faithfully store the resources God has placed in our hands, God will use them to transform lives, to bring hope, healing, to advance God's kingdom in ways we cannot imagine. Throughout the last couple of weeks, we have heard profound testimonies from our own Trinitarians. We have heard from Kamisha. We have heard from Teddy. We have heard from Madeline, and today we will hear from Patrick. Their testimony shows only a fraction of what God is doing at Trinity. We all have testimonies of how this community has gathered with one another or helped us express our gifts and skills. My siblings, the good news is that God is still very much at work at Trinity. So let us remember that it's not just about giving money. It's about the offering of our whole selves, our time, our abilities, our passions, our relationships. It's about allowing the Word of God to saturate our hearts and mind that it shapes every aspect of who we are and how we live. Our biblical ancestors knew this. Like Abraham stepping out into the unknown, like Moses before the burning tree, like Mary while saying yes to God's impossible invitation,
We too stand at a threshold of faith. As we allow Scripture to transform us more fully into Christ's image, we become living witnesses of the gospel's power. Our giving becomes a natural response to grace, our service a reflection of divine love, our communities a glimpse of God's kingdom breaking into this very present moment. And so as we hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Holy Scriptures, may we continue to be transformed into the image of Christ. May we be equipped and empowered to live out this blessed hope of the gospel in tangible and practical ways. May we, like our biblical ancestors, be willing to step out in faith, trusting in the God who always leads us into God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. So this is it. This is the adventure. This is the adventure of faith that we are called to, an adventure rooted in the Word of God, sustained by the hope of the gospel, expressed through the stewardship of our lives. May we embrace it with all that we are and all that we have, and for the glory of the one who gave his all for all of us. As we go forth from this place, may we do so with hearts that are open to the transformative power of God's love, with lives that are anchored in the unshakable hope of the gospel. And my siblings, we need hope. Our country, our city, our nation, our world is in dire need of hope. Let us find that unshakable hope in our gospel, and with renewed commitment to the joyful stewardship of all that God has entrusted us to. May we, the people of Trinity, Trinitarians, continue to be a beacon of Christ's love and light in this community and beyond, for the glory of God and the good of God's world. Amen.